are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. India's annual economic growth is forecast to slow to about 6% for a few years, according to economists, including from Goldman Sachs Group Inc. and Barclays PLC. And they say that's not such a bad thing, a Bloomberg report said. Price gains have stayed above RBI's 2% to 6% target since the start of 2022, and the central bank seeks to cool it to 4% by 2024. The South Asian nation may lose its world-beating growth distinction as demand may be impacted by borrowing costs that have returned to pre-pandemic levels after 190 basis points of key rate increases since May to tame inflation. GDP probably rose 6.2% in the 3 months to September from a year ago, slowing from 13.51% in April-June, according to Bloomberg's survey of economists before Wednesday's data. The International Monetary Fund earlier this year said India's growth potential in the next 5 years has slipped to 6.2% from an earlier estimate of up to 7%. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has reiterated the UK's commitment to a free trade agreement with India as part of the country's wider focus on enhancing ties with the Indo-Pacific region and standing up to competitors with robust pragmatism. Delivering his first major foreign policy speech since taking charge at 10 Downing Street last month at the Lord Mayor of London's banquet on Monday night, the British-Indian leader reflected upon his heritage and committed to promoting British values of freedom and openness around the world. He also pledged to do things differently, far removed from the so-called golden era with China, which he said poses a systematic challenge to British values and interests. On to the banking sector, Union Bank of India on Monday said that it will raise Rs 2,200 crore through two separate Tier 2 bond issues. The bank will raise Rs 1,500 crore through bonds maturing in 15 years and another Rs 700 crore via bonds maturing in 10 years, the lender said in an exchange filing. The longer-term bonds has a coupon rate of 7.85% per year, while 10-year bonds has a coupon of 7.80%. The bonds of both tenures will have a face value of Rs 10 lakh each. The bank's domestic yield on advances is at 7.76% as of September 30th, while its global yield on advances stands at 7.65%. The bank has set November 29th as the date of allotment of the bonds, which are rated AA+ by CARE Ratings with positive outlook. ICRA Ratings has issued a rating of AA+ with stable outlook. The ongoing tensions between Apple and Twitter just got more intense with the latest tweet from Musk. Twitter boss, in one of his recent tweets, has said that the Cupertino giant has paused most of its advertising on Twitter and accused the company of threatening to remove the platform from its app store. Musk claims that Apple has threatened to withhold Twitter from the iOS app store without giving any reasons. Musk on Monday posted a tweet reading, "Apple has mostly stopped advertising on Twitter. Do they hate free speech in America?" This was followed by another tweet from him claiming that Apple has threatened to withhold Twitter from its app store. He even posted a poll asking whether Apple should publish all censorship actions it has taken that affect its customers. Musk also criticized Apple's app store fee policy, calling it a hidden 30% tax on the internet. Moving on, Bengaluru-based EV startup Ola Electric has announced the expansion of its D2C footprint with the opening of 14 new Ola Experience centers across 11 Indian cities. The company has opened 3 experience centers in Bengaluru, 2 in Pune, and 1 each in Ahmedabad, Bhopal, Dehradun, Delhi, Hyderabad, Kota, Nagpur, Ranchi, and Vadodara. Ola Electric now has an offline presence through more than 50 experience centers across the country. While the company earlier announced that it will set up more than 200 experience centers in India by March 2023, it now aims to achieve this target by the end of this year. Ola's experience centers also double up as one-stop destinations for all the post-sales care and maintenance of its e-scooters. And lastly, US equities closed lower on the first day of the trading week after reports from China rattled the global markets. Dow ended the day almost 500 points lower, while S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite were down by more than 1.50% when the day's session ended. The investors' sentiments also dipped post the remarks by Federal Reserve officials stressing that more interest rate hikes are coming. President of the Fed Bank of St. Louis, James Bullard, suggested that markets may be underestimating the likelihood of higher rates, while John Williams of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York cautioned that policymakers still have work to do to rein in inflation. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.